well, for me it's morning, but for y'all, whatever it is, afternoon, night, cool. So, King Kyrie here at the age of the millennial, and this particular episode is about how to spot a gay. What I mean by that, because it's not appropriate to say, you know, or assume anyone's sexuality, but it's more of, I guess, how to spot someone who's attracted to you or has a same-sex attraction. Because my friend recently visited, he's straight, he's my best friend, and my entire, like, core best friend group, they're all straight guys. And so one thing that he pointed out, because his mom came with him this time, was that when we were out shopping, I was like, oh, that dude is gay. He's like, here we go again. Everyone, according to Stacy, is gay. And I'm like, no, not everyone, just the gay ones. And again, I can't say for sure they're gay. They just have a same-sex attraction. And as someone who's a man who likes other men, you can tell when someone's got sugar in their tank, if you know what I'm saying. And to all my other homosexual men out there, and even bisexual men, you know when a man is checking you out. You know when a man's look is more than, hey, what's up, bro? Sometimes it's, yo, what you got in those pants, bro? Or, damn, that ass is fat, bro. And you just know those different looks. There's a sort of look to it, but there's also, if I'm being honest, a smell. I can sort of smell when a man is gay, and it's a pheromone signature thing that I've looked into. But for me, any man that smells sweet, and I look at his mannerisms and all those different things, I'm like, yo, this dude could possibly be gay. And I kid you not, y'all, I'm not saying this just because I'm trying to be messy, but it's usually true. If you are a gay man, I challenge you to first think about all the different men that you've smelled, and tell me if you aren't attracted to the way these men smell. And then think again if it's a homosexual man or bisexual man that has a smell that you are overly attracted to. Because I will say I have smelled certain men that are straight up not gay that smell like garbage. And it's not because they stink, they just smell like, I don't know, it's not BO, it's just not a very attractive scent. But then there's some men that literally smell like fucking lilac to me. And I'm over here thinking like, am I a fucking vampire? Like fucking Twilight? Like, oh, the smell is just, oh, amazing. It's like, I just can't help myself. But there are literally certain men that to me smell amazing. And I've asked, I was like, so are you gay? And someone's like, yeah, how'd you know? And I'll literally be like, oh, you know, no, there's no real rhyme or reason to it. I just, you know, had a feeling you were gay, and it's because I recognized a smell that I liked. Anyway, the reason why I'm bringing any of this up is because I was at the gym today, and I've seen the same dude there several times, and I always had this inkling that he was gay, or that he was into dudes. And this is the first time I've seen him. No, actually, lied. It's the second time I've seen him since my friend has come and went, and now he's back home in Florida. But all I could think about in my head was, my friend is telling me that I am not correct, that all these dudes are straight. But for me, living as a gay man, I have insider information. So I'm over here questioning myself, knowing the signs. I've known what a closeted man does because I was a closeted man. I know the signs of desire. I know the signs of wanting. And I know you guys are thinking, oh, that's the same thing. Yeah, I guess. But this guy had a look on his face at the gym, and I'm like, this dude is interested in me. First things first, when I notice someone who comes too close to me on a cardio machine, when the entire fucking place is empty-ish, where he could literally go across the fucking gym and choose the same machine, but yet he chooses one that's really close behind me. That's number one. The proximity thing is something that I always take notice of. Second of all, anytime I look at him, he's looking away from me. Once is a coincidence. Twice is, okay, you know, maybe it just happens, but not every single time. And when I say every single time, y'all, I mean every single time. There was one instance when I looked in the mirror at Planet Fitness, because I'm not sure if you guys are aware, they have a lot of mirrors around their weights. So I was looking in the mirror and I was watching him, but he didn't notice. And then he turned and he looked at me and he was watching me until he caught my eyes in the mirror watching him. Then he turned away so quick, I thought he was gonna break his own neck. And so I was like, okay, something's going on here that isn't on regular. And this is the guy that I thought was gay and I knew was gay. And I'm like, you know what? This guy is gay, or at least has a same-sex attraction. And so I'm over here doing my workout routine, moving about the gym, not really paying him attention. But every time I moved, I would do my workout and I would be in a certain spot for a certain amount of time. He would always pass by, or he would conveniently find a machine that was close to me. And I kept noticing, because I had a specific routine where I was doing upper body and core. And I was looking and noticing the different machines he was using, and none of them were really like the same muscle group. So he was just doing machines. I guess that was part of his workout, to just work out. But like I said, he kept looking at me. And so I'm over here listening and hearing my friend saying, you know, it's not true, you just think everyone's gay. And so I just, you know, let it go. So I finished my routine and I'm walking towards the locker room. I have to go and change, and he literally like hustles to walk in right behind me. And I'm like, okay, so I'm gonna stand here, keep my shirt on, keep everything, just get my stuff out of my locker. And he went into the bathroom area. And so I noticed him noticing me in the mirror. And this time when we were in the locker room, he wasn't even trying to hide the fact that he was looking at me. So I ended up curious. I go into the bathroom. And as I go into the bathroom, another guy walks in and he freaks the fuck out. And he walks and he goes and he sits down in the locker room area. No, that's not in the bathroom. But I go to a stall where I can turn around and look and see into the locker room area. And sure enough, he's looking at me and just like before, breaks his fucking neck turning away. And so I'm like, okay, there's no debate on this. This guy is into dudes. And so I'm over here thinking about everything that I have thought about before in the past with other men. There have been times when I've been out with my friends, straight friends, and I'm like, yo, that guy is gay. And my best friend is like, how do you know that? Like, he's literally with a woman. I'm like, that doesn't matter. I have had, as a server, I have had married men flirt with me openly in front of their fucking wives, to the point that the wives have gotten mad. And I'm over here thinking to myself, first off, this is extremely blatant. Second of all, it's super disrespectful. And third of all, you're old enough to be my dad. Like, I don't know if this is an ongoing open thing where the wives were aware, but there was this one dude who was literally, and this was like a huge table of, I think, like 17 people. And this guy was paying. And in front of his wife and everyone at the table, he was like, you're really, really fit. I'm loving you, like the whole chest muscle area. You've worked out at the 24-hour fitness over here on blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, I was over there a couple of times. He's like, yeah, I worked out at that one too. And I'm like, oh, cool. And he just like sat there and smiled at me. And his wife looked at me and then looked at him and then back at me. And she started sizing me up. And I'm like, I've got to go check on y'all's food. I was so uncomfortable, you guys, because he just sat there like smiled at me, like waiting for like some sort of invitation or something. I don't know what he was waiting for, but it was super uncomfortable. And then there was a time, this guy actually had the family with him. So it was him and his three fucking kids. And I think one of his kids had one of their friends with them. So there were four kids total, the wife and him. And I walk up, I'm greeting the table, I'm talking to them and everything. And the husband starts talking about Harry Potter. And I'm over here just mind my own business, and he's like, so are you a fan of Harry Potter? And I didn't realize at first he was talking to me, and I was like, oh yeah, yeah, I am. He's like, okay, so what house would you be? And I looked at him and I was just, you know, playing along, and I pretty much told him, you know, I would be in a Slytherin house because I'm not super self-righteous enough to be a Gryffindor. I'm very realistic, if not pessimistic, so I think the Slytherin house would be my house. And he sort of like lit up at that. He's like, oh wow, you know, that's a really great explanation, blah 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 blah, Gryffindor, blah 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 blah. He's like, well, finish what you gotta do and then come back, I'm gonna talk to you some more about Harry Potter. And I did what I did, and I came back, and he started, and maybe I'm reading too much into this one, but it was like a quiz that he had prepared for me personally as his server. And he's like, if you can tell me answer these following questions correctly, I'll up your tip. And I'm like, okay, not what I was expecting, but sure. And he was asking me, you know, in the first book, what was the smell Hermione used to unlock the door that led to Fluffy? And I'm like, oh, Alohomora, whatever. And he was like, correct. And he was like over here just like quizzing me over this and over that and over this. And he was very, very flirty and very, very handsy. And he was like, here, show me the hand movement. And I was like, oh, swish and flick. He was like, yeah, but try it this way. And he's going to get up with a straw and he's going to put the straw in my hand and try it this way. And I'm like, oh, in front of the wife and kids, sure. Swish and flick. And I'm like, and the wife literally gets up from the table, you guys. And I felt bad. I really did. I felt bad. She gets up from the table and she's like, well, whenever you're done, I'll be in the car. And he didn't give two shits. He literally was like, oh, well, I've got more to do. Do you have any more tables talking to me again? And I'm like, yeah, there are a few inside. Let me go and check on them. I'll be right back. And literally, y'all, they had finished their food. The kids, you know, were finished. And he was like, you know, anyone want any dessert while the wife is in the car? And the kid's like, well, what do you have? Do you guys have ice cream? I was like, yeah, we've got different types of ice cream. We also have this, we also have that. And they were like, oh, brownies? And I'm like, yeah, we've got brownies. He's like, you know what? Bring some brownies and ice cream. And can you get me another margarita? And I'm like, sure. So the wife's in the car. I come back. He's quizzing me over more Harry Potter. And I'm not going to lie, this guy was actually pretty good looking. And I think that was part of the problem. Like, he was very smiley. And he was my type. And, like, I have a soft spot for dads. Possibly because I was neglected by my own. But I've always had a soft spot for dads. And this guy was just my type. And we were just laughing and carrying on. And I, as uncomfortable as I felt initially, the discomfort wore off. I was like really digging this guy, and I was inside debating. I was like, you guys, should I give him my number? I mean, he is technically with his wife, and I decided against it. I decided against it. Some people were like, oh my God, no, don't do that. And then my manager was like, well, if you do that and he isn't gay and he complains, it could cost you your job. And I'm like, yeah, you know, you're right. I mean, I could just put it on a coaster and be like, oh, whoops, I dropped something. Is this yours? And but no, I didn't do that. Anyway, that's another one. Here's one that's a little bit more blatantly obvious. So when I was when I was in college, I was in a fraternity, and we were friends. Our fraternity was friends with one of the female fraternities on campus. Well, one of the female fraternity girls was dating someone, and we went out. We were in the mall, And this guy was literally breaking his neck, checking out every single dude. And then afterwards, we took them back to one of our frat brothers' apartments, and we played Just Dance and Super Smash. And I wasn't aware of this because I was playing Just Dance pretty much the entire time. I was like, who wants to play with me? And I put it on, and we were dancing, the girls, the guys, and someone like tapped me, and I was like, what's up? He was like, can I talk to you for a minute? I was like, sure. I was like, yo, who's he was like, yo, who's that guy sitting on the couch with this chick? And I'm like, oh, that's her boyfriend. He was like, boyfriend? And I'm like, yeah, why? He was like, he's checking out all of you guys' asses. Like, not the girls, just the guys. And I was like, I know, at the mall he was doing the same exact thing. So I go to her because I'm close with her, I'm still friends with her, and I talked to her and I was like, hey, so have you noticed anything about him, like when y'all are out in public, with him like rubbernecking at all? And she was like, what do you mean? And she was immediately defensive, and I'm like, well, have you noticed him checking out people? And I said people and not women specifically. And she was like, well, he's got this Twitch thing where sometimes he'll turn his neck. I was like, did he tell you that? And I felt bad. I really did. But I was like, did he tell you that? And I'm like, and she's like, no. And I was like, so you assumed that he's got this nervous twitch where every time a dude walks by, he has to turn his neck and watch them go? At this point, I had been drinking, so I do apologize to her. I did apologize to her, you know, later on. But I was like, come on, he's checking out all the dudes. And she's like, no. And I'm like, yes. Someone pulled me aside and told me he's looking at all the guys' asses. And right now, if they're playing Just Dance still, go and look and see who he's looking at. And she went and she looked, and she was so fucking embarrassed. I felt bad because he was straight up checking out all the guys' asses. And it was to the point where multiple people were noticing. Like, every time a guy moved past him, it's like literally a dog lusting after a fucking bone. He was like, oh my god, just like checking people out left and right. And she was so embarrassed, she eventually was like, hey, so we need to leave. And he was like, why, what's going on? And she's like, no, nothing, I'm just tired. So they end up leaving, and literally after they left, the entire apartment pauses the game, and we had like a 35 minute conversation about what just happened. Every single person in the apartment noticed this guy checking out all the dudes. And it got worse because me and one of my frat brothers, we were playing Just Dance so bad that we had to change into different clothes. And so we put on joggers. And I had never worn joggers before, so I didn't know how form-fitting they were. So me and this other guy put on joggers, and apparently that made his head fucking like swivel like a motherfucker. He could have been Lazy Susan for all we know, because his head was turning in fucking circles. And I had no idea, because I wasn't paying attention to him. I didn't want to disrespect her even more by, you know, saying anything or noticing anything. But this dude was straight up checking people out. That is an extreme example, of course. But I've been in instances where I've seen people, and I'm not saying that I dress like a hoe, but there are times when I will wear shirts that are, you know, form-fitting, or I will wear pants that are not skinny jeans, but they show off my form. And I don't have a small ass by any means. I was told, and this is something that I think is a little bit more fucked up. So in college, again, I was part of the marketing and advertising club, and this one guy who I was in classes with was like, hey, so I wanted to let you know that one of my friends saw you at the gym, and he said he saw you first bending over, and he thought you were a girl because your ass was so big, but then you stood up. And I'm like, come on now. Is that what he told you? He's like, yeah. I was like, I'm like, look at me. Seriously, Mike, look at me. Even if I am bending over, how can you mistake me and my frame for that of a girl? And he's like, I don't know, bro. That's what he told me. My thing is like, why are you telling me this? If he wanted me to know this, wouldn't he have told me? He's like, I don't know. I did think it was kind of weird. I'm like, dude, you could be outing your friend right now. I was like, oh no, he's not gay. Why is he telling you about this time then where he saw me at the gym bending over and he thought my ass looked amazing until I stood up and he realized I was a man? I'm not straight, so I don't know this for sure, but I don't know many straight men who would admit to some shit like that personally. Like, I don't get that. Anyway, to go full circle back to what I was talking about before, when it comes to the gym guy, so he is breaking his neck in the locker room. I'm in the bathroom and I go to the sink to wash my hands. He comes in and he's literally at the stall and he's turning around looking at me, and I'm looking at him dead in his eye in the mirror. And so I walk around again, but he goes to the changing area. Long story short, this dude was looking for some, and I'm not saying that I gave him any, because I don't think I did, but he goes into one of the changing areas, gets undressed. I go into the other changing area, get undressed. He goes into the shower, turns it on, but then he goes back into the changing room. And I'm like, okay, well, let me just go ahead and put my stuff down. I'm going to go into the shower and I'm going to stay in the shower. So I'm over here just actually showering. I thought that, you know, maybe I got my wires crossed. No, this motherfucker comes out of his changing room and he looks at me and I look at him and he makes this face like, like, you know, the whole biting your lower lip. That's the face he makes at me. And I'm like, bing, 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 bing. I fucking knew it. Don't tell me that I don't know. I can sniff that shit out. Like, I can tell when a dude is looking for another dude to fuck around with. Doesn't matter if there's a woman involved or if he's out with his kids or out with his family. I can tell when a dude is digging on another fucking dude, especially if he's digging on me. Come on now, don't fuck with me. So long story short, he ends up in my shower, and I can tell he's closeted, not because he said anything, because he refused to talk, but because the way he gave me a hand job. His hand job was unsatisfactory, to say the least, to the point where I sort of just took over and I was like, you know what, you do what you gotta do to get off, I'ma just be here and I'm gonna take a shower. I literally turned around, he's like, the water's too hot. Oh, so he did say something. He's like, the water's too hot. And I'm like, okay, well, let me cool it down for you, even though I'm the one taking your showers. Like, I'm not in your shower, you're in my shower, but whatever, let me go and cool it down for you. And I'm over here and he's rubbing on me, feeling on my neck, feeling on my chest, feeling on my ass, and he's just going to town jerking himself off. And I'm over here like, I fucking knew it. Every time I'm out with my friends, I see at least one, because between us, we are, okay, so I'm gonna say, like, I'm a muscle twink. Then you have my best friend who's a twink. Then you have one that's a bear. And then you have another one that's more like a chubby bear. And so it's one of those things where it's like we attract quite a few, and we're all different ethnicities, different heights, different skin tones. And so there's something for everyone in our particular group. And I can tell when someone is checking out someone, again, especially if it's me. And so there's a time when I'm like, yo, psst, so that guy is checking you out. And my best friend will see it. He's like, no, he's not checking anybody. He's not checking anyone out. You're just saying that. You think everyone's getting. He's like, no, I don't. That dude is checking us out. And he wants to know the dynamic between us. And so I'm going to say something super fucking gay and watch him get more interested. Just watch. I say something super fucking gay. Boo, the guy's attention is that much more intense. He wants to know who we are and what we're about. And so my best friend's like, that guy wasn't gay. And then after we leave, everyone's like, yo, no, that guy was definitely gay. He was looking for something from one of us. And I'm like, I told you guys, I'm not crazy. I can, like I said, sniff that shit out. And so, long story short, I guess this is more of a, not really more of a fuck you, but more of like a, I told you so to my best friend with my gaydar. Don't fucking test me. I can spot him, okay? I know him when I see him. I can hear him. I can smell him. I can see him. And if they're into it, they'll probably let me taste them too. And at that point, I guess you can pretty much call it quits, because no guy is going to let another dude just come up and lick him like that. Anyway, y'all, peace out for now.